conditioned.
So it starts as listening and considering.
Yeah. So it's a matter of wanting to have more knowledge or developing understanding. Because just developing understanding is the only way to eliminate attachment.
Otherwise, we have attachment to the 10 bases of Kusala.
Even by names.
I mean, it does throw up a question about the whole thing of book study and how much purpose there is in going so deeply when one's understanding.
When there is understanding, just for the sake of understanding only.
Right.
Not for the self, who knows more.
When one's understanding is so undeveloped, though, and weak, when one's understanding is so weak and undeveloped, then on the one hand, you could say, well, it needs more support from intellectual book study.
True or not?
Again, it depends on the level and whether it's done with an idea.
So, the studying of the teachings make one be wiser and wiser to know what should be the right attitude studying it.
Or in which way to study it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me that in the last, say, couple of years since I've been coming on these trips, that at first that sort of desire for a bit more book knowledge was just, it wasn't there, but I've accumulated more books, and it seems like this stronger desire.
Tree like that.
You're more interested to open a book on Abhidharma than to open a magazine on yoga or something else.
And one can see the vast
conceptual framework to understand his emotions, especially dosa. Saying, it looks like dosa. Are you feeling angry? And I think in the beginning he didn't understand, but then slowly, yes. And kind of the physical characteristics that would sometimes appear, the, you know, clenched jaw,
just with encouragement.
Like to be friendly to any being, friends, people around.
Yeah, you can take.
Help him in any occasion that you can teach him to understand the good way of living.
So why do you say it's more difficult for boys to know the anger as opposed to, I'm assuming, women?
I think that in order to understand, anger is just a reality. It's not just difficult for boys. But as a boy, can anyone know better if he doesn't have accumulation for it? Right teaching to the right person at the right time.
Achan, you're not saying that it's not helpful to understand at the thinking level that, you know, that there is soft clinging when we are attached, but it's not that helpful without the understanding at the level of characteristic, which is a long way down the track.
Yes. But are you trying to know whether it's kusala or akusala? Mm-hmm. See, just knowing the concept of it.
Not necessarily trying to know, is this kusala?
Yeah, all day long.
But some people have accumulations for, I say, understanding their feelings more, maybe. That's all.
There,
just by conditions.
Not
there.
I.
But then, no good without then the knowledge, the bunya that comes and develops the wisdom.
You'd like to help the others or develop your own understanding of realities?
I was thinking more in terms of myself then. So,
there should be the moment which is the understanding of reality is as different from concept.
Yes, thank you.
And I think as parents, we have a lot of lopa that's very invested
in.
Or
less?
I think of my lopa though more in terms of helping the child, wanting my. I have a lot of lopa.
Everyone is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help my child to understand. Mm-hmm.
We do have lopa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's important at that moment?
Understanding the lopa.
Or at the same time, helping the others, if you can. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't help. For example, when you are doing good deeds or someone is doing good deeds, you can tell your child to anumotana, just like bring it up, okay? The kusala moment. To understand or rejoice in others' good deeds. And it's not just dana, anything, any good thing, okay? To rejoice in the other's good deed. So he can learn to understand the moment of kusala by not saying that it's one of the 10, see? We don't need to use such term. Or be friendly. Okay. If awareness arises, we can see the difference between moment without awareness and moment with awareness.
What about encouraging children to be generous and to give?
Yeah, any kusala, but not in form of 10 or things like that. Anytime, learn by natural way. And if you'd like to count, you can ask the children, is this one and what else? So they learn.
Little by little,
yeah.
Gradual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you can ask whether this is wholesome or unwholesome, like anger and friendly. See?
I work with a lot of people who are significantly disabled, who have no speech, who cognitively don't understand or don't appear to understand much. So it's very difficult to feel like you're helping them to learn or to encourage. Maybe only by your own friendliness then they see it, but any kind of direct teaching or sharing feels very difficult. When there's no language, is it just the feeling then? Is that what the understanding can come just through the feeling for these people?
What do you mean?
She means how can you help people who can't understand because they're not...
no language.
They may be...
Impossible.
Impossible to help them.
Understand Dhamma.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they cannot understand.
Not everyone can understand Dhamma in this lifetime.
Like the boy at your back.
The back of the bus.
Right now.
Right now.
See? Mm. If we talk about the present situation, it helps us to understand more about what we are thinking.
But I think that you can teach your disabled children to learn how to share.
Mm.
And the other one needs something, you have more, you share. Mm. Or if the other one fall down, can you help pick up the fall down one or something, you know, by action or something?
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, share and care for them, teach them how to care. Something like that.
Is sharing things an aspect of dana or?
Yes. Giving away.
Giving away.
For the benefit of the others.
But it,
for the others' benefit. They gain, they get something from you.
But do you think they're teachable if you teach them how to learn how to share and care for the others?
Some you can. Some it's in
the self, little by little, they'll learn. dukkha from everyday life.
They go, you can see them gravitate to the person.
They would like to hear the instruction to for their behavior and what's good and not good.
To the foundation or come to a Dhamma discussion may not get anything from it at all. You know, not everyone has the accumulation or the possibility to be able to develop any wisdom, even if they can hear the language and hear the words.
We can see how much more difficult it is to understand about seeing invisible objects than even just to, you know, the general idea.
It has to begin.
Yeah.
By hearing, considering.
And hearing is extremely important for this idea. It can't be demonstrated by example or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's something that can only be heard about.
Otherwise, there will be no word like visible object.
So it means visible object.
The characteristic which can be seen only.
So we're very fortunate to have heard and
we're
still
extremely fortunate.
Still healing.
And one can see that when there is even a little understanding of it, there is less attention as much as before.
Yes. To the form of
less attention to the shape and form. Yeah, detail.
Less attention or less attachment?
Attention. Even if it is very dirty.
It's already paid attention.
Yeah. I have to pay attention, otherwise I step on it.
But there can be understanding. It doesn't mean that one should know what it is.
Yeah. I think, though, attention to shape and form is different from paying attention,
conventionally,
isn't it, to where you're going and that sort of thing. Because
it's
you can
so natural.
Yes.
So, Ajahn, when you said that if you pay attention, it's already mean
to nimitta, anupayanchana, shape and form and concept.
So it's not just visible object or smelling object or order object. If you already pay attention, it means already passed.
But it's gone.
Right.
So any time can be sati time.
We can pay attention conventionally to what's happening, and there's no necessarily any aspect of me in that. But if there's paying attention to the visible object in that sense, because we think that's the practice of the past, then there's a me in that.
And I think that even paying attention has different degrees too.
Yeah.
Very slightly or very strongly.
Or not at all?
Yeah.
Or the bad smell. Had.
With regard to the we can see the difference between understanding the visible object and paying attention, but with regard to the bad smell, still there was paying attention, and you suggested we better move somewhere else to avoid a kusala vipaka.
And there can be attention to other thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean don't just do nothing or doesn't mean don't think at all.
If it's done by I again,
right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you say you can never understand, you can never know what others' chittas are. You don't know. That could have been done with understanding of the not selfness and so on. But
or with attachment
away.
Or any.
Yeah.
We can only know for ourselves, right? So much goes on that we have
no idea of others' intentions or motives or reasons.
I try not to know anything about it, mm-hmm. See?
Yes.
I can play many roles.
Right.
Okay. To know or not to know.
Right. Oh, I'm one that's not concerned about these smells.
I think in the suttas we find instances where the Buddha describes a place as pleasant and delightful and suitable
conducive.
For...
Conducive to
develop mental development.
Sapaya, in Thai word
sapaya. Right.
So you mean that the unpleasant thing cannot be sapaya?
Then it's thinking of the situation again. Yeah.
Right. So it's...
What is the object of sapaya?
We have to understand even that word, sapaya. Sapaya for the understanding. Or sapaya for lopa to cling, or for dosa. When it's sapaya for understanding, it doesn't matter whether that is pleasant or unpleasant object, because that can be the sapaya for understanding. So we have to go deeper than just saying it's sapaya for sati.
Right, it's like when people say going to the temple or the suitable country or the good friend is sapaya, but you know, immediately one has an idea of walking around the stupa or moving to another country, but again it has to be this moment. Whatever country one's in, if there's awareness, it's sapaya at that moment.
And even that place or that situation can condition panya. We have to go deeper, that is there no attachment, see, in order to become detached from clinging to that place or situation, because it's the way to eliminate attachment. We cannot just stop there. Okay. Then there is clinging or right understanding. So, sapaya for what? Sapaya for panya or sapaya for clinging?
But it's hard to develop or cultivate or try to understand reality when it's
unpleasant.
So uncomfortable.
So it cannot be known? Yes, it has to be known, sooner or later.
What is the bio?
Understanding.
Anywhere, anytime.
Yeah. But for some people, they might be comfortable at this place, but it's not for attachment. Even so, it has to be object of understanding as well. And panya can see whether there is attachment or not.
Discussion in the grounds of Nalanda University.
No.
I think with physical pain, we identify my pain, and then it becomes identified.
Oh, when pain is there, is the, when pain is there,
yes.
appearing,
Pierished.
There
yes.
is the idea of my pain.
So much, yes. That's uh-huh. what we think then. Oh, mm-hmm. my knees. So.
Oh, excuse me. Do you have to think that it's my knee?
No, mm-hmm. no. It's still the pain
yeah.
is there. So just acknowledge. Just awareness is aware. No label, no name. Just unpleasant bodily feeling is this, which is nama. And that's it? Nothing more?
Nothing more. Much more.
Which
Much
is that, which more. Is anatta? Which is anatta?
And how can we know that it's anatta?
By reading, studying,
oh,
contemplating.
That is from thinking only.
That is thinking only.
Mm-hmm. So there are three levels of understanding intellectually from book. From one's considering and by bhavana development of reality which appears.
Okay. Then
thank you.
Just a little. Just pain. when it's not panya, deeply there is mind.
That's what I was talking about. Your voice, it seems to be deeply there.